a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. You're listening to a Sunday, the 29th day of August, 2010 transmission. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. Congressman Ron Paul is coming up in the next segment on a host of issues. And then later in the hour, we're going to have World Affairs Brief analyst and editor Joel Skousen joining us with a lot of key information. And we've also got some other guests lined up towards the end of the second hour today. But I wanted to point something out of the gates. Ron Paul, 30-plus years ago, traveled the United States and talked about fractional reserve banking, the fiat money system. He warned about really proto-derivatives before those even existed and how this was a form of counterfeiting and that it was going to destroy our financial infrastructure and create a black hole that was impossible to escape from. And I wanted to go back to an article that came out earlier last week out of Bloomberg. Morgan Stanley says government defaults inevitable. Investors will face defaults on government bonds given the burden of aging populations and the difficulty of securing more tax revenue, according to Morgan Stanley. Inevitable. They're saying it's inevitable. And, of course, there's a congressional report coming out saying the exact same thing. It's impossible. They have created 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion in fake derivatives. The Washington Post says 600 trillion. But when you're talking about hundreds of trillions, it really doesn't matter if it's hundreds or thousands of trillions. The point is, it's a complete fraud. And that's why they want their world government. That's why they want these new funding mechanisms. The IMF has now come out with a new report, even naming its new global currency that it wants. It'll be backed up with carbon taxes. It continues in Bloomberg. Governments will impose a loss on some of their stakeholders. Arnond Mars, an executive director of Morgan Stanley in London, wrote in a research report today, the question is not whether they will renege on their promises, but rather upon which of their promises they will renege on and what form the default will take. The sovereign debt crisis is global, and it's not over, the report said. And they're talking about raiding Social Security, raising the retirement age, going after state pension funds, public and private. And there is not enough money in the universe to pay this back. It would only pay off a fraction of this fraudulent debt if they took all of your bank account money, all of your savings, increased your taxes, everything, all of your pensions. You cannot pay it back. So they're going to hold you hostage and say, well, we can fix it and you can still get part of your Social Security and part of your pension if you just let us raise taxes. Meanwhile, local governments are imploding and falling in on themselves. USA Today, of course, finally reporting on what we've been talking about for more than 6 months. Headline, cutbacks force police to curtail calls for some crimes. And you've seen, of course, Oakland and other areas saying they won't respond to robbery and grand theft and home invasions. But the taxes go up and up and up as almost all the money now converts from real services to interest on the debt to these bankers, just like Argentina, just like Nigeria, just like Rhodesia, just like, Zimbabwe today. It's the same story. Budget cuts are forcing police around the country to stop responding to fraud, burglary, and theft calls as officers focus limited resources on violent crime. And then they go through cuts in Tulsa, Norton, Massachusetts, Oakland, California, and hundreds of small cities and towns, in some cases, are laying off more than half their officers. In Tulsa, they're going from 110 they're cutting 110 from 739, and the police are still going to be out there generating revenue. In fact, they're saying that's their new focus. That's what they are now intensifying and pushing for. Congressman Ron Paul coming up on this August 29, 2010 edition, then Joel Skousen and more. Stay with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Gentlemen, until the end of the hour, we're joined by Congressman Ron Paul, Dr. Paul. Of course, his son is still got a healthy lead against the Democratic candidate there in Kentucky and needs your support. We'll talk a little bit about the hoaxes. There's five of them we've counted that have been run, but we're mainly going to focus on the Iran situation, the economy, and so much more. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you.
So much is happening, and you're always nice to join us each month. I've got all my questions, but for you, Congressman, what is most important on your radar right now you'd like to talk about?
Well, I don't think anything is new. I keep talking about the same issue. The bold and broad issue, of course, is liberty, and then I deal so much in the foreign policy. We don't talk enough about foreign policy. They are talking about domestic policy and the debt, and that's very good, and that's what the election seems to be about. But according to the polls, they say that nobody cares about these wars, but I have a little trouble believing that because it shouldn't take much of a leap for people to understand that running an empire and spending all this money is very detrimental to our economy. So that's high on my agenda. And, of course, the economic situation and how they're making it much worse. Hopefully, I can get as much interested in trying to allow people to opt out of the system with competing currencies, because I think we're getting much closer to a currency crisis. And if people would only have that option to get out, and it's encouraging news to know that the Indonesians are now looking toward hard money, and maybe we'll put some pressure on Western nations as well.
Because if we went to hard money or a hard money-backed currency, that would take the power away from the central banks to basically build up their power at the expense of the real free market?
Yeah, that's right. I don't think you have to, by force, be able to have the political power to go in and close down the Fed. That's not going to happen soon. But they can self-destruct. What we have to do is educate people to know what the other alternative is and an option to do it. That's why I really fear it when people try to use constitutional money, silver and gold coins. You know, they can end up in prison or harassed to death or fined to death. And yet, that is the answer. Why should they fear it? They fear it because they want power, and the special interests have power when they can print the money and control it and make sure that people suffer the consequences of the inflation.
Congressman, looking at foreign policy, you've talked about sanctions on Iran being an act of war under international law and our own law. And now we've got Bolton, the former ambassador from the United States to the UN, saying we've got to hit them by the 21st. That's just 3 days away, where they're going to fuel the reactor. We've got the Gulf states lining up now in support of an attack on Iran. Our government had lied the last 3 years and said we don't have contractors or troops in Pakistan. They now admit that they are there. They're now trying to hype up an increase conflict, not just with Iran, but Pakistan. Can you speak directly to the war clouds that are gathering over Iran and Pakistan?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot in the neocon camp. That's all they agitate for. They think that's the only solution for the mess that actually the West has created. The European as well as the West, including us, have created this mess. And they're determined to, you know, move in that direction. I keep, you know, hoping and praying that they're not successful and they're not about to be so stupid as to bomb Iran, but they're liable to, and that is going to be a major major, major catastrophe. And then I think the argument is still going on. I don't think the plans have been laid. I doubt if it'll happen the next 3 days or next month, for that matter. But that doesn't mean the issue is going to go away.
Do you agree that we're moving towards a green lighting? Because many of the experts we interview concur that the war drums are intensifying and that the propaganda mechanisms, the very same neocons that promoted fictional WMDs in Iraq in 2002, 2003, are right back at it.
I don't know that answer because I'm not on the inside. I still think there's some disagreements going on, and it's not. If it had been, if they had been unified on this, Bush would have done it. So obviously, there's two arguments even among the radical neocons, and the other ones are, that are less radical. I think it's still going on, and I think reality sets in too. There has to be some military people who are really worried about this. They, you know, what are they going to fight a war with? What happens, you know, they had these war games where they theoretically bombed Iran, and the consequence was it would be a disaster for us. So there's military people arguing against this as well. So some of the outrageous politicians are arguing go in and bomb other people who have a little bit more common sense. Economic conditions are such that where are they going to get the troops and where are they going to get the money? And that's all we need right now is more of this. So I think the debate is still going on, and I certainly don't have the answer on exactly when. But I know there's a lot of people there who would like to do it. People like Bolton, they're going to agitate and agitate until they have their way. Hopefully they don't win this fight.
Well, Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic, who pushed some of the key disinfo on Iraqi WMDs, he's back, and they're putting him on television. And he's writing for the New Atlantic. But at the same time, I 3 weeks ago saw the Financial Times of London with top Clinton advisor and also Obama advisor Robert Shapiro saying, if we don't have another Oklahoma City or 9/11 to make Obama look strong, we're going to probably lose the House and the Senate. And then now other neocons are openly writing articles saying, Obama, attack Iran, we'll back you, you'll get political support. So a lot of people I'm talking to and are really concerned that Obama may back an Israeli strike or even a U.S. strike in the short term to have the people rally around him as some type of October surprise.
Well, I guess it's a possibility, but like I said, I don't know the answer to that. I think our job is to point out the great dangers and at least, you know, explain to many of our friends in the conservative movement that, you know, the typical conservatives shouldn't be endorsing illegal and constitutional wars of aggression, and that I think that should be our job, and I just can't say that I can either alter the future nor know the future, but I do know what our obligations ought to be.
Looking at the economy, many economists are saying we're really in a depression if you look at the old standards of economic analysis, but that there's a lot of cooking of the books now. Now the mainstream media is saying, okay, it's a double dip recession. They're talking about the Federal Reserve putting out trillions of more dollars the taxpayers will have to pay back. Congressman Paul studying the economy and being very accurate in predicting what happened in 2008 and that the stimulus would not work in the last year and a half. What is your economic prognosis for the United States?
Well, I don't talk about double dips because I don't think the economy ever really recovered. Everything that said the economy was recovering were artificial statistics coming from the government. Let's say they give a tremendous tax credit for somebody to refinance their house or buy a house, and then there's a little blip upwards. They spend a couple $1 trillion, and that translates into $100 billion or so of GDP increase. I mean, what does that mean? The cost was 10 times more than the GDP increase. So they talk about a recovery, a weak recovery, and now there's going to be a double dip. I think if we were honest with ourselves, we would say we started slipping nearly 10 years ago in the year 2000 when the NASDAQ bubble collapsed. Good jobs went overseas. We've lost jobs that never came back over that whole decade. Things got much, much worse after the last crisis hit in 2008. And I think it's a continuation of downhill for us. And since they're doing all the same things that they did to put us into this crisis, we can can't expect this economy to get much worse. The American people are going to be a lot poorer, and they're only going to have the printing press to look to. They're going to keep printing money, and that's going to precipitate the dollar crisis, and that'll be a political crisis. That's when we better have our ducks lined up so that we know you have enough allies to replace the system we have today with a constitutional system, sound money, free markets, private property rights, all the things that we believe in. But that is coming. But once again, you don't know when. Now, we were just talking about the Iranian situation. If next week they go ahead and bomb Iran and the oil prices double or triple and one of our ships gets sunk, that war would spread rather quickly. That would be a whole new ballgame and may be what would collapse the dollar.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This is an urgent message. Do not be deceived by counterfeit signs that are staged in an attempt to change the set times. You know it is the time of punishment when they proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ through their blood and DNA. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. 14.3 million. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. Some will cooperate, others will be in defiance, for it is written, some will die by the sword, those remaining will go into captivity, exile, plunder their wealth, immediately cease their endless wars, oust them from their lofty perches, self-appointed positions, the generals and low-ranking traitors, and all among us who plot to destroy this nation. Come out from them. Do not obey their unlawful orders. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you don't like people to talk about how great you are, Congressman, but you really are a true statesman, a medical doctor, someone who's been given honorary degrees for your understanding of economics. And yourself, Judge Andrew Napolitano, and many others in the last 8 months have come on this show repeatedly. And I read the bill as well on air. The financial reform bill allows the SEC to have secrecy, autonomy, cannot be investigated for covering up for Madoff for 10 years. It allows this private board of the Federal Reserve to have more power over the economy in their 97 years of looting as a front group for private banks. And now that's all come true. So I'd like you to speak to that, A. But then, B, you also read the different versions of the health care bill and said this raises taxes, cuts benefits. It does allow the government to come in and set parameters on what type of care people will get. And the Democrats and Republican leadership, they stonewalled on this and said none of that was true. Now, everything you said 6 months ago on the show is admitted. They're coming out and admitting, okay, this doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. It's a tax increase, and the insurance companies wrote it to rip you off as a bailout. Okay, it's true. This gives the Federal Reserve even more power, and more junk bonds are being issued, and record derivatives are being issued. I mean, it's clear they're accelerating all this over the edge of the cliff. So I mean, you've been proven right again. I mean, it's so incredible how criminal this is.
Well, I guess it's better late than never. You know, people are starting to read it and find out. I think the most atrocious statement came from Nancy Pelosi when she says, well, when people were arguing, well, we need to see the bill and study it, she says something like, well, we need to pass the bill so we can read it. And that's, boy, the understatement of the century, because that's exactly what happens. And even as hard as my staff works, every little comma and every little phrase, it is pretty tough to dissect all of that. That's why the whole process is so bad. But I protect myself against ever endorsing that, because it doesn't take long to find out what their goals are and what their intent is, making government bigger, raising more taxes. But even as bad as it is, it's even worse than some people think. Barney Frank is a big regulator. He loves his stuff. And I work with him on some issues, but obviously on this regulatory bill, I did not. And he, I believe, was honestly surprised about how much more power was given to the SEC. Because he has a sort of an instinct of more transparency, and he actually wants to do something about that. And he is probably the most informed person about that bill as it was going through. I'm amazed at how much detail he knows, but he can't possibly know every single thing the Fed and the SEC does behind the scenes and sticks this stuff in at the last minute. And it's just absolutely out of control, and that's why this system will end and has to be replaced by something else.
Again, Congressman Ron Paul joins us. Remember what, a month and a half ago, Senator DeMint got up and reported that 94% of the Senate bills are never even read and are literally written by the special interest lobbyists, many of them foreign lobbyists. This is a foreign corporate takeover of our government. If the president can launch wars without Congress declaring it, the private central banks can issue all this fiat currency to their enrichment and our detriment. But he said in his speech he didn't know the number on the House. Do we have any idea of what number of House bills are never even read and are brought out 30 minutes before they're passed?
Not exactly. The big question, the big problem would be that some of those bills float around and you can read them. But when the night before they're due to come to the floor, they go to the Rules Committee, and the Rules Committee has tremendous license to change things. The chairman of the Rules Committee can have a manager's amendment, which was used originally to change some grammatical things and just a few technical things, technical changes. But now they use the manager's amendment to replace the whole bill. That's what they did with the Patriot Act. They, Bob Barr and others tried to protect us to a degree, you know, against the Patriot Act. He worked months on, or at least several weeks on that. But when the manager's amendment came from the Rules Committee, they put the whole new bill into it, which meant that nobody could read it. So it depends on the particular issue. But even if the bill's available, the financial reform bill was available and discussed in a lot of hearings and a lot of talk, but that still doesn't mean that many members would have had a total comprehension and been able to read this bill. It is so massive. So I would say that if you're talking about how often all the members read everything that's being presented, I would think that it's less than 5% where people can say, oh, I've read the whole bill and I fully understand it. That just very rarely happens.
And that's why you're known as Dr. No, and they tried to criticize you, because if you can't read some 3,000-page bill and they give it to you an hour before it's time to vote, it would be immoral for you to pass it.
No, that should be an easy no for everybody, and hopefully what's going on in this country, it'll get easier because the American people are sick and tired of this. I mean, sometimes they just say, why don't you guys read the bills? Why don't we do anything else? Let's have a delayed time. Read the bills. But that I think is good, that the American people are getting very upset with the status quo, and I think they're wise enough now to be very cautious about saying, well, if we just elect the Republicans, they'll take care of us. So this is a Republican versus Democrat issue. It isn't. It's the people who believe in big government and big taxes and a lot of war and welfare against the people who have to pay all the bills, and all they want is to be left alone.
Congressman, even establishment political analysts, as you know, admit there's been one of the biggest political realignments in history against the Democrats and the Republicans. Almost every pro-establishment candidate, whether they be Democrat or Republican, are losing in the primaries, and great patriots like your son, Dr. Rand Paul, are winning. That's got the system panicked. And the Daily Poll ran a story yesterday. Says Ron Paul to run for president in 2012 will announce in January 2011. I don't have any inside knowledge, but knowing you, you understand you'll be able to inject real issues into the debate. Your health is good, and of course it's great right now. I mean, I would imagine, being a man of honor, you're going to run. But this has some supposed inside official who's unnamed saying you've decided to announce in January of 2011. Congressman, I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up to you.
Yeah, well, I don't know where they got that. They didn't get it from me. And the truth is what I've been saying for many, many months. I haven't decided to run. I haven't decided not to run. And it will obviously not be now or linked. It would not be this year. And it'll depend a lot on what I perceive as support. You know, a lot of people like what I'm doing and they encourage me, but there are some that saying, well, it's time for you to take a rest. Somebody else is about to do it. You know, that sort of thing. So I need to know, if the support is really out there. But certainly I gave no inside information just recently in Orlando, as was reported.
Seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Illusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Illusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
But I would imagine if Rand does win and people support him, that's going to be a big plus for you running for president.
Yeah, I think this is all a benefit of what's happening to show that the status quo is something that needs to be changed. So whether it's Rand's race or others, I think it's all very positive.
When your son said, "I've got a message to Washington, the Tea Party's coming, no to your carbon tax, no to your elitism, no to your globalism," It scared them. So they've run five hoaxes. They claimed he wanted to get rid of the Civil Rights Act when he said, excuse me, I can't hear you. Yes, no, I don't want to get rid of it. They claimed he wasn't a doctor. Complete hoax. They have been caught. This is mainstream news, sending people from the Democratic Party to pose as racist supporters of Rand. They then, even 3 days after that lady admitted that nobody tied her up, nobody made her take bong hits, none of this happened, still no retractions from GQ, no retractions from Huffington Post. They're still going with it. My listeners made Rand Paul hoax the number one search term last Friday in hundreds of publications, read our breakdown, saw that she'd retracted in the Washington Post. And so now it's out there that was a hoax. But I'm worried if he doesn't sue them or at least stand up to them, next they'll say he killed Kennedy. Next they'll say he killed Jesus. Next they'll say that he burned the Reichstag. Next he'll say that, he let the cows out of the gate. I mean, next he'll say he's causing the wildfires in Russia. I mean, there's no end to how desperate they are. Yeah. I'm really worried about your son.
Well, there's a couple ways you can handle that. I do think you have to answer back. You just can't let it sitting out there, but you can't get overly defensive or it gives them too much credibility. And I've been under those attacks too, because you know, and I'm sure you share my views about how outrageous the war on drugs is and how that violates our civil liberties. So I've never supported the war on drugs yet. I detest the use of drugs for kids and all that, but they used that against me in 96. And I put a TV ad on and I defended myself and explained why it's the war on drugs, not the drugs that I promote. And I think the other thing that we did that is so important is to try to get an image out there. I can say a lot of things that might be controversial, but by this time, the people in Texas and the people in my district know me, and they trust me, and then when they say, oh, Ron Paul wants to give kids drugs, nobody believes that stuff. Like all these things you're suggesting, nobody's going to believe that the more people know Rand. So when they get to know him and see him as a physician with kids, last night I talked to him on the phone, which is rather rare, and he was out at a soccer game with his kids, So that's, if they see that, I told him, I said, what you need to do is just make sure people know who you are. But I agree with you. You also have to be alert. You have to be willing to defend. I think it actually happened. They didn't threaten, but they insinuated that they might have to consider legal action. I think that's finally when there was a slight backing down on that, when they finally got the information from the girl and said, oh, no, I really didn't say that. So I think...
Well, my point is, Congressman, it shows how desperate they are. I mean, this is some of the dirtiest tricks I've ever seen, because they know he's a real bona fide, true constitutionalist, and if he becomes the leader of the Tea Party, that is going to supercharge you, perhaps even winning the presidency. We have to think big and realize that this is possible, and we have to realize that they're going to run other dirty tricks against you, and we've got to understand that's why it's so important to get behind Campaign for Liberty and donate, to get behind Rand right now, letters to the editor, everything. We've got to get him in the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, and so far things are looking pretty good. I think he's holding his lead, and that's good. And there's still a few months, but I think your word of caution is legitimate, because there's still a couple of months to go, and if they've done that much already, at the end, when they think you don't have enough time to answer or clarify, they may throw a lot more mud around.
They may claim he's really a vampire. I mean, there's. They may say he's the Loch Ness Monster.
Well, let's hope they get over the top. I think they are over the top, and I think they've lost their credibility. So people are a little more sophisticated than I think a lot of people give them credit for. I assumed for many years, well, if they ever know what I really believe in, how little government I believe in, I couldn't possibly get elected. So sometimes I even surprise myself when people really don't like big government. They want to be left alone.
Well, what Victor Hugo said, Congressman, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. And do you agree that we've seen a massive realignment and the pendulum is now swinging back, but we're in the maximum phase of danger because the ruling class is going to try to keep this crony socialist system in place?
Yeah, they'll be desperate, and they have still a lot of power. They have a lot of guns, and they have the political power. But the ideas, like you say, are more powerful than the army. So I want to always work real hard at remaining optimistic that present our views, and we can overcome all the bad ideas that we're suffering from today.
Congressman, in closing, I hate to bring up what I see as distractions, but the Ground Zero Mosque is now the biggest story in the country and is a diversion. This is kind of a liberal sect of Muslims, but regardless, I don't like ever agreeing with Obama, and I do think they should look for another place just because the community's gotten so outraged. But I am against government coming in and saying what people can do religiously and violating the First Amendment. What's your view on that, A? And B, Pelosi, though, saying she wants to investigate anybody who's upset about it, implying that people don't have a right to be upset. So we're seeing tyranny from both sides.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's a big distraction. This is a grand distraction from the real issue. You know, the country's engulfed in this war as well as this financial crisis, and they're spending all the time on this. But to me, it should have been a grand opportunity, and you really touched on the opportunity, because this is a property rights issue. Who owns the property? And it's also a civil liberties issue. It's a freedom of speech issue. And this to me, is so different than what the liberals say. The liberals say, well, we'll allow you to speak, but not protect your private property. Conservatives say, well, we don't worry too much about your speech, but we want to protect your private, your property rights. You know, they want to regulate all the things that we do in stores and how much salt you can use in restaurants and all that. So then when you get a guy like Bloomberg, he's up there saying, oh, yeah, this is a property rights issue. But think of what Bloomberg does to property rights issue. I think this is a tremendously opportune time for us to point out that property rights and civil rights are one and the same. But I think what's behind this, it drives the neocons nuts because they can't pursue this international war on terrorism without having a hated enemy, and the hated enemy is Islam. And I don't believe for a minute that the, quote, religion of Islam is our enemy.
Congressman, we're out of time. Look forward to speaking to you again. God bless you.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
We'll be back.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify
qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and helping weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flaxseeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flaxseeds right to your door.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joel Skousen is a political scientist by training, specializing in the philosophy of law and constitutional theory. He's also a designer of high-security residences and retreats. He's a self-sufficient in high-security homes throughout North America. He has consulted Central America as well. His latest book in the field is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. He's active in consulting with persons who need to relocate for security reasons. And it goes on, Joel was raised in Oregon, later served as a fighter pilot for the U.S. Marine Corps during Vietnam era, prior to beginning his design firm specializing in high security. And, of course, was it an uncle that wrote one of the best-selling books exposing the whole globalist takeover plan?
That's correct. My uncle was W. Cleon Skousen, who first of all started out with a very, very excellent historical book called The Naked Communist. That was in the days that conservatives thought that communism was the real problem. He woke up sometime in the 60s and noted that, in fact, the capitalists, which turned out to actually be globalists, not, you know, real, honest, true free market capitalists, were running the communists and facilitating them. And so he wrote the book, The Naked Capitalist, which was a blockbuster, started the entire understanding in the world about conspiracy theory relative to our own government.
Well, that's right. And now it's declassified what he wrote about and what other investigators in Congress brought out and Anthony Sutton exposed as well.
That's right.
That Hitler had been funded by mainly England, that the U.S. had helped put the Bolsheviks in, that they helped put Mao in, and now that's been declassified, and that's on the History Channel. They create the crisis to offer the solution, and it's robber barons who want a global, consolidated, anti-free market system, and now we're coming to the end of the road on that. And I remember being about 10 years old, and I could really start to read good, that the naked communist and the naked capitalist were on the bookshelf at my dad's parents' at my fraternal grandparents' house, and I remember reading part of that book when I was there for a week during the summer, and that being one of the catalysts to understanding what was happening. Then I read None Dare Call a Conspiracy when I was about 14, and then I went out and researched real history and found out it was very accurate. But for those who just joined us, getting back into their long-term strategic goal with Obama, it's as if they want him to come in, get their agenda through, but then really anger the public, so they go with a fake right-wing candidate, as you were saying, lining up for World War III. Please continue with what you see coming in the near future for the United States and the world. Then we'll get into the domestic control grid they're putting into place.
Well, that's exactly right. What I was heading for is that they always create a reaction to these policies. The economy cannot be solved, at least not with Keynesian economics or government-controlled interference. It can't be solved with the Fed having fiat monetary powers. And so they know that eventually they're going to have a backlash against anyone who comes in and promises change and success, whether it's the war in Afghanistan, the war in Iraq. None of that stuff ends up nice. So in the backlash, they're always preparing someone else on the opposite side, Team B, as I call it. They have Team A and Team B. They control both sides. And they are setting us up right now in the Republican side of the specter for this backlash against Obama. And it's very telling, as I point out in my World Affairs Brief analysis, if they pick someone like Palin, who is extremely vulnerable, who has, you know, she's got good charisma, they've been giving her a lot of play on Fox, which is the false conservative network, in my opinion. And they're also building up Newt Gingrich. They're also keeping Mike Huckabee right there in the forefront. They're keeping Mike Huckabee on tap so that if Mitt Romney, a non-conspirator, ends up making a big, strong play, they've got a way to throw him out of the equation like they did last election.
Are you saying Mitt Romney's good?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that he is not a knowing conspirator with the people. They can't afford to let someone as smart as Romney, even though he's bending over backwards to try to be one of them, he isn't. And there's a reason for that. And that is, he's too ambitious. He wants to be president. Those people we never trust to be honest conservatives. But being as smart as he is, if he did get into president, he'd be like Reagan. He'd see too much.
He wants to do what's popular because he understands he doesn't want to be destroyed.
Well, that's right. But he also, you know, he does have some principles, and they don't have a lot of dirt on him, so they can't twist his arms.
Now, how does Ron Paul play in, though? Because you gave a speech a few years ago that I agreed with, saying don't go with Mitt Romney, go with Ron Paul. How does the Ron Paul card play into this?
Well, the Ron Paul card played very strongly in a major episode that happened in 2008 or 2007, actually. He was responsible, in my opinion, for the entire intelligent estimate that came out and said that Iran had dismantled or not gone through with their nuclear program. They had to have an excuse to get out of their planned attack on Iran because it would have accrued to the benefit of the anti-war movement and yet an anti-war candidate in the Republican running for president. And so I believe Ron Paul's presence stopped them from going through with Iran. Now they've switched sides, switched the intelligence. But Ron Paul is even stronger now. He's been so vindicated. He is so much a household name now. They've got a real problem because he's running for president again. And so they're going to have to undermine Ron Paul with double the support that he had before. Plus the fact they're going to have to work against Mitt Romney, who's got a lot of money to put himself back in. Once again, as I say, it's not that Mitt Romney is a trustworthy conservative candidate, but he is somebody the establishment has to work hard to make sure he doesn't get into office. So it's either, in my opinion, going to be Palin or Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich is also on the other side. He's a betrayer. He came from the left. He never was a conservative. He's a globalist.
He's written books calling for world government and cashless societies. And, I mean, this guy wants carbon taxes.
That's right. But remember, they tried to shove Rudolph Giuliani down the conservatives' throat in 2008. It didn't fly. That's why they had to resurrect McCain with six endorsements right in the middle of the campaign to get him. And they, you know, it was a disaster, but they at least got Romney out. That's what they wanted to do with McCain, so that Romney couldn't fill the vacuum by the demise of Rudolph Giuliani. But in this case, they have a true globalist, a new Gingrich, which they're trying to float to the American people. But that's why I say,
If they end up allowing Palin to get the Republican nomination, in my opinion, it means they're going to give Barack Obama another 4 years.
No, I agree with you. I mean, she is definitely was built up, then destroyed, now been built back up again, and they are deploying her to try to take over the Tea Party, discredit it, and throw the election. And so if they go with Palin, we know they're getting ready to throw the election to Barry Sotaro.
I agree completely. And if they go with Newt Gingrich, then Barack Obama's out. We're going to get a Republican warmonger in there who's going to take us to another level. Now, in my long-term analysis, I feel that the issue is not so much directly Iran, and that war is coming. But that's not going to lead to World War III, in my opinion. I think that's going to lead to a larger regional war that's going to allow Israel to clean up and create, at the same time, an increased hatred in the world for both the United States and Israel. We'll be looked upon as the bullies of the world. This plays then into the long-term globalist agenda of handing Russia and China their final excuse to finally take out the bully of the world. Now, I think North Korea is being preserved with kid gloves. You notice how they never put any real...
To be used as a future detonator.
This is the future trigger event of World War III. That's what I think North Korea is being preserved for. And Iran is only something that will continue to exacerbate the hatred of the Muslim world and the Slavic world against the United States and make us look like the bully of the world. And it will clean up and control oil assets. There's a lot of complexity there. But let me get back to the ultimate view of how we view the CIA and all of this. Now, Wayne Mattson has some very, very good analysis. He does come from a bit of a leftist agenda. And so he and other leftists tend to always view the evil of capitalism and the CIA as the evil monster, which has basically done a coup on the United States and taken over the government. I disagree with that. I think that there's a larger conspiracy which is built at these globalist leaders.
Well, of course. I mean, the CIA is just one deployment cog in the globalist system.
That's correct. The CIA is the implementer of those things. It is not the controller. And that's what we have to understand. This is not a CIA coup. These people are taking...
Well, we know the Council on Foreign Relations takes Club of Rome Bilderberg documents and admits that they then write the bills in whole, whether it's Homeland Security, Immigration Reform, Banker Bailout, and word for word, it's then passed into law. They're openly there writing the policy. Hillary goes to the CFR and says, thank you for giving me my orders.
Well, it's like James Jones told the Munich Security Conference in February. We at the National Security Council take our daily marching orders from Henry Kissinger and Brent Scowcroft and Sandy Berger. We have a, what did he say, a hierarchy. Now, this is illegal. This is a proof of conspiracy, Alex, as you know.
And that was published by them in CFR.org and Foreign Affairs. I mean, Hillary wasn't joking last year when she came and said, I'm here. Thank you for telling me what to do. And then you got Jones, the head of the Security Council, saying, we have a hierarchy. I get my daily briefings from Mr. Kissinger. He runs everything.
I do not understand what it is.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.